Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 8, 1805. The mouth of the Columbia River. In 1775, Captain Bruno Heceta, a Spanish explorer, discovered the Columbia River estuary. He entered the estuary and correctly identified it as the mouth of a great river, which he called the San Roque. Captain James Cook, in 1778, and La Perouse, in 1785, missed the river and estuary entirely. In 1788, Captain John Mears, a British sea captain and fur trader, found the location, but concluded the river did not exist. He called the northern headland Cape Disappointment. In May of 1785, Captain Robert Gray of the American trading ship Columbia Rediviva entered the estuary and confirmed the existence of the river, which he named for his ship. Today, Lewis and Clark are near Gray's Point, which they called Cape Swells. Captain Clark writes about the swells which prohibited their proceeding.
A cloudy morning, some rain and wind. We changed our clothes and set out at 9 o'clock, proceeded on close under the starboard side. Reuben Fields killed a goose and 2 canvas-back ducks in this bay. After dinner we took the advantage of the returning tide and proceeded on to the second point, at which place we found the swells too high to proceed. We landed and drew our canoes up so as to let the tide leave them. The swells continued high all the evening, and we are compelled to form an encampment on a point scarcely room sufficient for us all to lie clear of the tide water. High hills and with a steep ascent, river wide, and at this place too salt to be used to drink. We are all wet and disagreeable, as we have been continually for several days past. We are at a loss, and cannot find out if any settlement is near the mouth of this river. Captain William Clark, November 8, 1805.
The Corps camped here today and on the west side of Gray's Bay on November 9. While trading vessels began visiting the area fairly often after Gray's entry in 1792, no permanent stations were established until the Astorians arrived in 1811, according to Washington Irving, the author of The Astorians. Tomorrow, tides high, everyone wet and cold.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.